Hey, future listeners, I have news. I'm either saved, or I'm going to die sooner than expected. I know you're thinking, why is she so excited about dying? Well, I'm mostly hoping I'm saved, and I'm shutting out the rest of it. To give you some backstory, I was half asleep when the one alarm started going off, so of course I thought, oh great, there's another asteroid soaring through space headed right for me, and it's really it this time. But no, it's a planet! A real planet. I have no idea if it's a livable planet, though. That's the downside. I could land and immediately die when I step out, or I could, you know, crash and die, or just burst into flames and die, or I could land and live. So, we're focusing on the living part. I'm really hoping I live. I'm hoping it's a populated planet. I'm hoping I can be rescued and returned home. And I'm really hoping I can find Ren after all of this. Actually, in celebration, I'll play another one of their recordings. This is them reading the first chapter of their book. I'm just gonna play the first bit of it. It's kinda long.
Hey Dee, here's the first chapter of my book. It doesn't have a title yet, but I like what I've got down. And don't judge me, it's a rough draft. The sun was bright by the time Lucas's flight landed. They were met by Susan, their partner, who nearly knocked them over with a hug. Once they finally pulled away, they both went for a kiss, which landed clumsily, but it was still perfect. See, this is the first time they had met in person. Lucas lived in Berlin and Susan in New York, so they were separated by a full ocean. Just one of the many things they had in common. They met like most people would nowadays. The internet. After a long time of talking, they eventually both admitted they had feelings for each other, and the rest was history. So now, they were meeting. But they were meeting with a mission, and their mission wasn't marriage. It was monster hunting.
I love them. The first time I heard that chapter, I laughed so hard. I was expecting a love story, and I got a monster hunting story. Ren is always full of surprises. I really hope I get to see them again soon. Maybe our ships all took us to the same planet. I sure hope so. But that makes me worry about the others that were sharing ships, because they would have run out of food and water months ago. I can only hope for the best. Anyway, I'm getting ready for landing. According to the radar, it should be in about a day and a half. I just hope I get to land and I don't die. So, yeah. Probably going to be a short message today. There's not exactly anything for me to pack, so to speak. I didn't get to grab much other than, like, an outfit when the pirates attacked, so the only things I have here is my food and water. And assuming I survive the landing, I also have to hope I'm in a populated area so I can find someone or, you know, they find me. But not too populated. I don't want to land on someone's house. I just hope this planet is inhabited at all. Or at least has a way to survive. Man, can you imagine? Me landing on an unpopulated planet and having to live off the land like a hermit? I really hope not. Yeah, we're definitely coming towards the planet. Still on schedule to land within the next day and a half. I have no idea how to land this thing, so I'm just going to have to hope the ship has some sort of auto-landing feature. Or I'm going to die. Who knows? I'm trying to keep my hopes up, though. Okay, short update, but I'm about to sign off. Take a nice warm sponge bath, and then take a nap. I want to be all rested for this next adventure. Dr. Deirdre Sheffield, signing off. Thank you for listening to this episode of Solo. Deirdre was voiced by me, Mel Hartman, and Ren was voiced by Elisa Park. The show was written and produced and directed by me, Mel Hartman. If you want to give us some support, go to patreon.com/Mel Hartman. You can support us for as little as $1 a month.